So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Harei la yayin leyifches mishleisha lugan. If someone makes a neder to bring wine to the mikdash, he must bring at least three lugan. Shehein p'chusin sheb nesachim. Three lugan is the smallest amount of nesachim ever brought as nesachim with a carbon. Shemen, if he makes a neder to bring oil, there's a machlekes. The Rabbanan say leyifches milayk. He must bring at least one leg. The chazi leminchas nedava. One leg is the minimum amount of oil brought with the voluntary mincha. However, Rabbi Amishleisha lugan, he must bring at least three lug of oil. The Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. Rabbanan savri dum mina umina. When we learn one topic from another, we learn it together with all the details. Therefore, ma mincha misnadvin, av shemen nami misnadvin, umina, ma mincha beloig, av shemen beloig. Donations of oil are derived from donations of menachas. Therefore, just as the mincha contains a minimum of one leg of oil, so too a donated carbon of oil must also be a minimum of one leg. However, Rebbe Saber, dominovo ki be'astra. Even when we derive one topic from another, the details are according to its own context. Therefore, ma mincha misnadvin, av shemen nami misnadvin. Just as one can donate a mincha, one can donate oil. However, v'uki ba'asra, k'nesachim. Ma nesachim shleishas lugan, av shemen nami shleishas lugan. We then compare it to nesachim, in which the minimum is three lugan. The Mishnah concludes, perashti ve'eni de'a ma perashti, yavi kiyay meruba. If he specified the amount of wine or oil, but does not remember the amount, he must bring the largest number of lugan ever brought on a single day. And the Brice explains, kiyamta v'richin shel chag shachalis b'shabbos. On the first day of Sukkot that falls on the Shabbos, there are a total of 140 lug of oil and 140 lug of wine offered. As the Tesis Yom Tov in Mishnayis explains, 6 each for the 13 parim bulls, 13 times 6 is 78. 3 each for the 14 kvasim, the lambs, 3 times 14 is 42. 4 each for the 2 elim, the rams, 4 times 2 is 8. These were all for the Karban Musaf Shel Sukkot. Additionally, there were 3 each for the Shnei Chavasim, the 2 lambs of the Musaf Shel Shabbos. 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 each for the 2 lambs of the Karbanos Tamid. 3 times 2 is 6. For a total of 140 lug of oil and 140 lug of wine. Zok the Mishnah, Harei la oila yavi kevis. If one makes a neder to bring an oila, he shall bring a lamb. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah yomer, Oitar oi ben yaina. He can bring a bird offering. The Gemara explains, Loi pligi, mar ki asri. As we've learned earlier, when one makes an unspecified neder, he's only obligated to bring the minimum, the least expensive possible carbon. Therefore, there is no machlekes. Each opinion allows the option that was least expensive in his location. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Harei la oila besela lemizbeach yobi kevis. Shein lecha dove shekar besela gemizbeach ele kevis shekar besela. If one pledges an oila worth a sela, he brings a lamb, which is the standard item worth the sela. However, perashti veni dema perashti yobi mikol dove shekar besela gemizbeach. If he specified a certain carbon, but does not remember what he specified, he brings all carbons that can be purchased for a sela. The Mishnah continues, Perashti min ha-bakar ve'ini de'a ma perashti, yavi par ve'egel. If he specified a type of cattle, but does not remember what type, he brings a bull and a male calf. Min ha-behema ve'ini de'a ma perashti, yavi par ve'egel, ayel, sar, gedi, v'tle. If he specified a type of animal, but does not remember what type, he brings a bull, a male calf, a ram, a goat, a kid, and male lamb, because as Rashi explains, oila leka lesvuki ila bezachar. He certainly pledged a male animal because a carbon oila can only be a male animal. However, perashti ben idema perashti, meisav alei and tara ben yaina. If he specified a carbon but does not remember what type, he brings all the above mentioned animals, plus a turtle dove and a pigeon. The Mishnah continues, harei lei taida b'shlamim yavi kevis. If he pledged a taida or shlamim, he can bring a lamb, the smallest animal suitable for this carbon, male or female, because taida b'shlamim can be either one. Perashti min bakar, ve'ini de'a ma perashti, yavi par, v'para, egel, v'egla. If he specified a type of cattle for Toyed B'Shlam but does not remember what type, he brings a bull, cow, male calf, and female calf. Min abehema, ve'ini de'a ma perashti, yavi par, v'para, egel, v'egla, ayel, v'rchela, sar, v'seira, gedi, v'gedia, tle, v'talia. If he specified a type of animal but does not remember what type, he brings each type of animal, male and female. A bull, cow, male and female calf, ram and ewe, male and female goat, male and female kid, and male and female lamb. The Mishnah continues, Harei lei shor yavi hu v'nesachav b'mana. If he pledges a bull, he shall bring a bull and its accompanying nesachim that are together with a mana, which is 100 dinar. Rashi explains, Kach nesparash dinim b'teresh b'peh. Egel, yavi hu v'nesachav b'chamish. If he pledges a calf, he shall bring a calf and its accompanying nesachim that are worth 5 slum, which is 20 dinar. Ayel, yavi hu v'nesachav b'shtayim. If he pledges a ram, he shall bring a ram and its accompanying nesachim for 2 slum, which is 8 dinar. keves, yevihu v'nesachem b'sela. If he pledges a lamb, he brings a lamb and that's accompanying the nesachem for one sela, which is 4 dinar. However, if he specified its value as follows, shar b'mana, yevi b'mana chutz b'nesachem. Egel b'chamesh, yevi b'chamesh chutz b'nesachem. Ayl b'shtayim, yevi b'shtayim chutz b'nesachem. Keves b'sela, yevi b'sela chutz b'nesachem. He must spend this amount on the animal besides for the nesachem because he specified an amount at the time of the neder. The Mishnah continues, shar b'mana behevi shnayim b'mana lo yatza. If he pledged a bull worth a mana, and he then brought two bulls that are together worth one mana, he did not fulfill his obligation, even if each was worth 99 dinar, just a bit less than a mana. The Mishnah concludes, Shachar behevi lavan, lavan behevi shachar, gadol behevi katan, lo yatza. If he pledged a black animal and brought a white one, or the reverse, or if he pledged a large animal and brought a small one, he did not fulfill his obligation. However, cotton may be godl yatza. If he pledged a small animal and brought a large one, he did fulfill his obligation. However, Rebbe Yemel yatza, he did not fulfill his obligation even with a larger one because he did not fulfill his vow as specified. Mishnah earlier ruled, Perashti min abakar v'eni dema perashti yavi par v'egel. If he specified a type of cattle but does not remember what type, he brings a bull and a male calf. The Gemara points out, Lesi par memanafshach. Even if he pledged a calf, he should bring a bull, which is larger. Clearly, Hamani Rebbe Hidama cut maybe Gadol Yatza. This mission reflects the opinion of Rebbe that one who pledged a smaller animal does not fulfill his obligation with a larger animal.